Welcome to the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. This show is for leaders in the church and their teams. If you're looking for strategies, ideas, and insights on growing a healthier, sustainable church, then you're in the right place. Every Monday, my guests and I discuss topics such as leadership, discipleship, evangelism, church planting, and so much more. The podcast will provide you with practical takeaways you can use for a healthier church. I'm Minister Madge Obaseki, your host. I'm the CEO of Grow the Church Now, a church consultant, advanced trainer and facilitator, and author. I help churches identify retention and growth solutions. I'm also honored to be the host of this podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 48 of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. This is part two of the outline of a real case study where I worked with a church who wanted to experience growth but was meeting some barriers. If you've not listened to episode 47, it might be a good idea to listen to that now and then come back to this episode later so you get everything in context. I was approached by the church and commissioned by them to facilitate their staff and volunteer retreat. I designed and wrote the schedule for the day based on the church's strategic goals, i.e. their mission, their vision, their objectives, and their values to some extent. Now, what you'll hear is a snippet of me presenting one of the subjects of the day, then some detail from one of the breakout groups I sat with. That will be followed by us all returning together in plenary to share the ideas from each group. Now, here's the recording, and I'll come back to you once you've listened to it.
We had some ideas that were presented, and thank you to everybody again for responding to the survey. Growth ideas for EP. Now, given some of the subjects and some of the topics that we've now all heard, we can hear now where the barriers might be for some of these things. What came out loud and clear was improved digital presence, website. A couple of people said Instagram lives, but why just Instagram? It's a bit like the supermarket idea. Why don't we put it out there? If we can stream simultaneously, why don't we do that? Engagement was another thing. And by engagement, they meant digital engagement, because it's very different to having people in the room. How do you do that well? Another thing that is sometimes overlooked is testimonials. And then quite a few people mentioned better interactivity at hub meetings. I don't know what that means, but you need to unpack it. More community outreach. Perhaps how can we get involved? Is that an area that you feel you're called to get involved with? People also talked about reviewing the follow-up of visitors online, because there's a very big difference. Somebody actually said, we gained all these people, because during the first lockdown, as you know, Zoom was a bit of a novelty. Churches that I know of, for instance, had at least 100% more people than they would normally have in their church buildings. However, engaging with them wasn't really thought about, because we all had to react rather than be a bit more proactive. And so they lost those people because they didn't know how to handle it. How do we, now that we've got the knowledge from 2020, how do we do that better? Somebody came up with a very simple idea, which is inviting friends. However, there are pros and cons to that, which we will probably unpack when you go into your group. So what I'd like you to do is to discuss these ideas, and it's only these four ideas. My apologies, people did give other ideas. A couple of people said prayer, but I believe you already have a prayer group, so just add this to your prayer group and add this to your personal prayer. So these are the more strategic things that you can do in terms of the practical ideas. So discuss these ideas, just these four ideas presented on the survey, and how you think they can be implemented, given that you haven't got as many people as you want, given current restrictions. Take a screenshot of these four ideas.
It is in the group chat. So if you go into your documents in group chat, it's there.
Okay, but if you could go into your group, only 12 minutes to discuss, you know, one by one, this is what we can do for digital presence. This is what we can do to interactive hub meetings. How many groups are we splitting in?
Would you like fewer?
Yeah. Can we have four, please?
Of course. Done. I'll open the rooms now.
Magic. Thank you. How's everybody? So we're looking at growth ideas in these following categories. Who's going to speak on behalf of the group?
Sure, I'll go again.
Brilliant. Okay. So let's start off with some ideas. Improve digital presence. And people mentioned the website, which we've heard about already. Given the restrictions.
Something I thought of, Instagram. Something very simple, but I just had a look at the Instagram and just had like a brief look at what we have. I think they're called infograms. Basically a picture of like a quote or like a tweet or something like that. So it could be something from the sermon. It could just be like a brief word or something like that, because that's easy to share. So we have like videos and things, and with videos, like, it takes time to watch it and it's kind of hard. But if there's like a word, and then obviously if they relate with the word, or they can easily share that, and then if that's shared around, they feel okay, let's see what this page is actually about, because more times before you recognize what the page is, you recognize it.
So it's a meme you're talking about,
kind of. Yeah.
Can I ask you all something? I need answers from all of you. Are you following in the Facebook or what? Where or YouTube channels?
Yes.
All of you.
Yes.
And are you liking everything that goes out?
Yes.
Yes.
And do you actually share everything?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. It's just a question. It's just something that's in my head for later. Thank you very much for that. Which brings me to the next point. We can't go through these in the detail we want to, because we've lost a little bit of time earlier. But the next one is better interactivity at hub meetings.
I think at the moment with hubs, we're like kind of watching a video and then asking questions. I don't know, sometimes that can be quite still and boring for some people, especially the topic and stuff. So maybe more engagement, real life stuff, and, you know, actively talking about the word and seeing what everyone else's, you know, opinions and views are, and kind of going back and forth and really having live chat rather than watching a video. And then
you're suggesting, and I that you have more interactive elements.
Yeah,
but that has to be led by whoever's leading.
Yeah.
Are they all equipped to do that at the moment?
I think some are and some needs more support.
So some need support, because the thing is, we're not going just with the problem, we're going with some solutions. Yeah,
partly because I am actually a hub leader. I recently did I went individually to every person in the hub and sent them a message and started a conversation with them about, do you find the group to be more of a value addition or more of a burden on you? Then to now understand a bit more about how it could be more of a value addition. The truth is, for a few people, hubs is just another responsibility on a long list of things that they have to get done. So I'm more concerned about the fact that this isn't a value addition for some people. It's literally just another thing that Pastor said we need to do. For those who do want to get involved, at the general point that came out was that what they meant by greater interactivity was that they wanted to have actual bonds and relationships with each other rather than to just kind of be on a mailing list or in some kind of group, like this breakout room, basically. They wanted to actually probably spend a bit more time. We did an exercise in the WhatsApp group where everybody drops their picture, gave a few details like your name, your occupation, your age, your favorite holiday, favorite food, and that I think started opening up. That started to open up a bit more. I think people really enjoyed that. People were like, oh, I didn't even know you were in here. I didn't know you liked that movie. I didn't know you went on that holiday. And then I think that sets the stage a bit more for the interaction.
This is an important question, isn't it? Because this is where the hub, this is the opportunity to experience growth. Because if people are enjoying it, they naturally testify to other people. I'm enjoying it, so why don't you join us? Can we go to reviewing follow-up visitors?
Well, I can quickly just say about the visiting bit. I think we need a sturdy team. I don't think we have a team at the moment. We did before, but I don't think we have it at the moment. So that might be part of a solution, if we had a team to catch the new people and
brilliant.
Be able to, you know, reach
brilliant.
Out to them.
Get into the feedback,
please. Let's do that, because I've allocated for about 12 minutes. It might take a bit longer because some some issues came up.
Okay, so should we start with group one, or should we start with the group that you were in?
The first point on the area of improved digital presence was that maybe we need to work on making our content a bit more share friendly, that put across a message simply, maybe like some text and an image, that kind of thing, a quote from a message or whatever. The point on the hubs was about better interactivity at hubs. So the first point mentioned was that the hub leaders may need some support with making things interactive, learning how to engage people. And then I also got involved as somebody who does lead a hub. I recently sort of did an audit, and I went around and messaged each person anyway to find out a bit more about whether the being in a hub was a value addition or a burden in their life. I think I started to realize that for a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but for a few people, it felt like a burden. It just felt like another thing on the list to do that pastors basically asked you to do. People have textbook answers as to why they're in a hub, so we can grow, blah, 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 but they don't really engage with that. That's not really their realistic experience. A lot are there because basically pastor said we should be going to hubs. And also the need for interpersonal relationships within the hubs. For those who did want to engage in the hub, kind of felt like it was probably better if they felt like they knew the people and were bonded with the people in the hub, as opposed to just being in a random group or in a mailing list. And then the last point was with reviewing, following up with visitors, that there's some kind of sturdy team for following this up are attended to and followed up.
Before we go to the next group, one thing I wanted to clarify with the group, but we ran out of time, was when we were talking about follow-up, we're talking about online, not the physical stuff that I know probably happens visiting in hospital or home or whatever. We're talking about online. That's a very different discipline. So it's just clarity for everybody. Follow-up is about online, and it is different. Okay, the next group. And thank you for sharing.
So group one, Bridget, Darren.
So you'll notice that although I was facilitating, I worked closely with the in-house support team to ensure we achieved our goals for the day. Now, during the day, I had to adapt the timing, as you must have heard. As things progressed and important issues were raised in each group, which really needed exploring. You'll also notice that the volunteers and the leaders had an opportunity to feedback and share their ideas. That is absolutely key when it comes to engaging and keeping your volunteers and your staff engaged towards working to the objectives for your assembly. Now, I hope you enjoyed learning more about what I do. And if you want more information from me, then visit madjabasaki.com/contact. So next week, you'll hear my conversation with Andy Peck from Premier Christian Radio when we spoke about the work I do with churches around conflict. You don't want to miss that. Please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Healthy Church Growth Show. If you found this beneficial, do make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. Don't forget, join me and my guests every Monday for another practical episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast.